Bring it, not just great on the ice, great on the phone.
His dog has his own Instagram account.
Ralph's his name. Instagram's Ralph _ DeBrindog. So
DeBrindog. How great is that?
My dad likes hockey, but I prefer tennis balls. # DeBrindog.
DeBrindog. That's fantastic.
It is time for breakfast with the Blackhawk, and I guess it'd be lunch, dinner with the Blackhawk, because the Blackhawks are in Prague. Alex DeBrincat joins us, one of the stars forward on the team, looking forward to the season starting on Friday. Alex, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, first off, how's practice in Prague?
Oh, it was good. First practice here today, and just got done about 4:30 here, or 4:50 here now, so we're just heading back to the hotel now.
Have you adjusted well to European times? You guys have been out there, so you feel well adjusted when it comes to time zones and jet lag and that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was a little rough the first few days, but I'm getting back on schedule now.
Have you gotten to see any of the city?
Not too much. Some of the guys walked around yesterday. We had a day off and got to explore it a little bit. But not too much. I think I'm going to try to get around. Maybe we're going to a soccer game today, so that'll be cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe get around tomorrow.
I'm just hoping you can drink a couple of beers for me, because I'm sad I'm missing out on the beers.
Yeah, we'll see.
Alex, this a lot has been made about the offseason of the Blackhawks and a good preseason, and the rosters are set. But for you to look at this roster to where it is today as opposed to where it was at the end of last year, are you excited about what the Blackhawks can bring to the ice?
Yeah, for sure. I think over the offseason, made up some good trades, some good additions, and I think we have a really good team right now, and a lot of great guys in the locker room. So we're excited for the first game and ready to get things going.
You got 2 years under your belt now. You played 82 games in each of your first two seasons, and I just wonder, can you believe it's been 2 years?
No, it feels like yesterday. I just played my first game, so it's been a fun 2 years, but with that being said, no playoff experience, so looking to get there this year and hopefully have some fun there.
You got a new line mate to this point, but not new to Blackhawks fans, Andrew Shaw. What's it like skating with him?
Yeah, he's great. He's obviously a hard worker and hunts down pucks, so pretty easy playing with him.
You know, this is the first camp and preseason for Coach Colleton, of course. Do you notice a change in the way that the team is approaching this season as opposed to last?
I think it's just different with him being in training camp. I think it's a lot easier for us to go with the systems and get that stuff down. So it's been good so far.
The NHL season kicks off tonight, and the big headline, of course, the St. Louis Blues are going to be hoisting the banner for winning the Cup. Does that sting for the Blackhawks? I mean, this is the rival. This is the same division. Do you look at that, and do you kind of shut off the TV when you see that happening?
It sucks. I think anytime you see another team win, you're not really happy about it. Obviously, you want your team to win, and that's it. You don't really root for anyone else. But, I don't know if anyone will be tuning into that game. So I think we're going to, worry about ourselves right now and get ready for the season.
So, Alex, last season was 40 goals for you? 40?
40.
41. Oh, 41. I'm so sorry about that one. So are you aiming for 50 this season?
That'd be nice, but we'll see what happens. I'm not too worried about putting a number out there. I think I'm just going to try to go and hopefully we'll win some games.
All right, Alex DeBrincat in Prague. Practice just wrapped up, and they're getting ready for their big game against the Flyers on Friday. Of course, we have it here at 720 WGN. The Blackhawks season getting underway, and we expect big things for Alex. Alex, thanks for joining us in Breakfast with the Blackhawk.
Yeah, thanks for having me.